Well, what do my four eyes spot? Is it the little mouse that has been causing us all these problems? You're not much to look at, are ya? Such a cute little thing. I will say, you have massive balls to sneak around an Imperial ship like this. Managing to sneak past all of our guards, not trigger the sensors or cameras, only to find cover in the storage room. But for all that talent, you didn't think we would notice our supplies dwindling? Everything aboard this ship is measured, right down to the last corp. So when supplies starts to go missing, I know it isn't one of my crew, because they were trained better than this, and they know not to take more than they were given. But you... You weren't, were you? That's why you take no issue coming aboard an Imperial ship like this, stowing away and trying to remain a secret. There's nothing wrong, right? If just a little goes missing? You were hiding, so you knew what you were doing was wrong, right? No. Is someone getting all flustered? Such a tiny little thing. You barely come up to my chest, don't you? Oh, look at you. What are you, a human? I haven't seen one of you in a VOA. Considering what a ruckus your kind makes, I would think you would be a lot bigger, a lot stronger. But it's just your ego, isn't it? Oh, don't give me that look. You were trying to be a little mouse, but it seems the cat caught you. You're trapped, little one. I wouldn't be backing up as I come closer to you. You can only walk so far before you hit the wall, and I can cage you in. Nowhere for you to go now. Back to the wall, both my hands caging you in, my face a mere few inches from you as I lean in. You're trapped. What's your next move? Predictable. Of course you would try to go lower. Use your height to your advantage, since I'm so tall. Guess you wouldn't notice my tail since you haven't seen me from behind. Such a sensitive thing on my kind. Reacts to the slightest bit of touch. Smooth and green, just like the rest of me. That's not what I want to focus on, though. No. I want to play a fun little game with you, since there is no feasible way for you to break out of this. Not without seriously harming yourself, and you have too much self-preservation instincts for that, don't you? So, little mouse, indulge me. Hypothetically, if you were to get away, where would you go? You don't know this ship like I do. You don't even know what deck you're on, do you? What if I simply backed off and gave you a head start? I bet I would find you in 5 seconds flat. You are so out of your depths, little one. The most you can do is hope and pray I decide to be merciful and let you out of here with your life. What are you willing to trade for it? Put that brain of yours to use and think, my mouse. Your prey right now. What is the one thing prey is good at? Surviving. So do it. Survive. Offer me something I can't refuse. Cute. A kiss is not enough to make me want to spare your life, though. The burden you are placing on me, on my crew right now, simply by breathing the air we breathe, by eating the food we eat, it all adds to your tab. Can you afford to pay the Empire back what you've taken? No, you can't. That's what I thought. Maybe if you had the money to pay, I would let you stay aboard. Offer you a room. It wouldn't be the nicest, but it sure as hell would be better than this storage room you've been sneaking in and out of. But no, you're just another stowaway. Small and sweet, but not enough to make me want you to stay. I should just throw you off our ship now. You're not even worth the space you take up, and I doubt you would be able to survive if I dropped you off at the nearest port. It would be more humane to put you down now. Unless you can think of a reason I should keep you around. I'm going to need you to repeat that because it sounded like you were offering yourself as payment. So, that is what you said. If you were to give up your rights to become a courtesan of the HMS Ace of Spades, then I would offer you safe travel, protection, a warm bed to sleep in, and warm food to fill your stomach. Doesn't that sound nice? Much better than this dingy storage room you've been hiding in for a few days. It's a way for someone of no talents to make themselves useful. My crew tends to get stressed quite easily, and I have been debating getting one for our next mission. But when the opportunity presents itself, I would be a fool to not take it. I doubt any of the professionally trained ones would be as pretty as you. And you're so quick to fluster. I like that. It suits you. I didn't realize humans could be so damn cute. Being so much smaller than my kind, I always assumed you were off limits. But if you were the ship's sanctioned courtesan, I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off of you. So what do you say, little mouse? Are you willing to make the trade? That a pet. You're gonna be easy to train, aren't you? Oh, little one. You didn't think I wouldn't want to test you out? I want to know what kind of pet I just allowed on my ship. You're not trained, you've got no references. It only makes sense that the captain gets to sample the goods, right? Aw, don't try to cover up. Modesty is unbecoming in a courtesan. Move your hands and let me see everything. Very nice. Now turn around. Good. Good, just like that. Fuck, you're really sexy. And you're so soft and warm. My crew is definitely going to enjoy touching you. I'm so glad I get first dibs on such a sweet little thing like you. They're absolutely going to destroy all of your holes, but that's not a big deal, right? That's why you're aboard this ship, isn't it? To get your pretty hole stretched out and ruined by creatures like me? Oh, so polite. But you're not to call me captain. I am the captain of the crew, yes, but to you, I am your master. Let me hear you say it. That sounds so wonderful coming from those lips. Turn around. Hands on the wall, little mouse. When I take you for the first time, I want it to be like this. My body flush against your back. I want you to feel how much bigger I am than you. How much stronger I am. That I can take you whenever and however I want. It's my right. You belong to me, little mouse. I would have to completely hunch over just to whisper in your ear. Such a delicate thing. If I'm not careful, I could crush you like a little bug, just like this. But I'm not. And your skin, it's so soft. There isn't even a layer of exoskeleton covering it. It leaves you so vulnerable. I don't think humans were meant to be travelers, partake in things like the government, or even be left to their own devices. Not when they're this fragile. All you need, little mouse, is some domestication at my hands. What? You thought I would be fucking you with my fingers? Or maybe some sort of cock? No, that's not how my kind fucks. We use our tails. Like I said, they're sensitive. So smooth with lots of bumps and ridges. You can take it. That's your job now. You're a working pet. Be grateful and thank your master for fucking you. Oh, you are so very welcome, little one. You better get used to this feeling. Your hole is going to be used like this from now on. I'm sure it feels a little foreign now. Feels a little hard. But you'll get used to it. It's part of your training to be the ship's courtesan. You'll have to get used to all kinds of feelings going inside you. Oh, not every creature in the galaxy has warm, squishy bits like your kind. From cocks and penetrative clits to tentacles. I'm sure there are a lot more out there that your human mind can't even fathom, but they will all be going inside you sooner or later. All the things you will experience simply because your master is a generous one and likes to share. See, I told you. You're already getting used to my tail. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. That's it. Just relax and let my weight comfort you from behind. It's not like anyone's going to be able to see you when we're like this. They'll just see my large form. Oh, fuck. You're completely covered. The only way they'll know you're here getting fucked is if you are loud. So be a good mouse for your master and make a noise for me. A little bit louder. Oh, good. That's it. Oh, don't hide those noises from me. Everyone likes to hear how good you're making them feel. It encourages them to fuck you better, fuck you harder. And that's what you want, isn't it? Say it. I want to hear you say it. Fuck. So fucking good for your master. So polite and remembering to call me that. Oh, I don't think it's gonna be hard for you to adapt to your new role. Oh, you're adjusting quite nicely if this is anything to go by. You were made for this, weren't you? You were made to be a courtesan. Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. See, this is a position much more suited for humans. Your bodies are so naturally soft and warm and inviting. They're so pliable and feel so good underneath. And your holes. They're just dying for something to always fill them. Oh, fuck. So beautiful in your submission, little one. Taking my tail so well. It feels so good, doesn't it? The bumps, the ridges, how smooth it is. And you should see how the green going in and out of your hole contrasts with your skin. Oh, it's so fucking pretty. You're just so cute. Even more cute when you're taking my tail like this. Fuck. I want to see that face of yours. Going to wrap one of my arms around your neck and turn your face to look at me. I want you to look back at me. I want to see what expression you're making. That's what I thought. Your fucked out expression is even better than I expected. Such an expressive face. And you're making noises like your master commanded. Fuck. Oh, that's a good pet. Glad you're a smart one that catches on real quick. We'll make training you easy as cake, won't it? You want to be good for your master and crew, don't you? Yeah, that's what every good courtesan wants. And you're one of the good ones, aren't you? You're a fucking natural at it. If I went to one of the professionals, I bet they wouldn't take me this well. Wouldn't be so fucking eager. Oh, you were made for this. You're not gonna try to hide or steal anymore. No more clothing getting in the way of us viewing your lewd body. You're always going to be open and ready and eager for us, aren't you? You're going to make such a good little pet for your master. Oh, that feels so good, doesn't it? Yeah. Keep one of your hands on the wall, but put the other one between your legs and play with yourself. I want to feel how hard you come from multiple stimulation points. I bet you scream so prettily. I might want to make you make that noise all day long from now on. Oh, keep you leashed and sitting next to my chair. Only time you move is when I move or someone wants to use one of your pliant little holes. Fuck. Oh, that grip you have, little mouse. Oh, fuck. This might be the tightest hole that I've fucked across the galaxy. You were made for this. Oh, fuck. Too small and fragile and delicate for anything else. You're supposed to be a courtesan. Say it. Oh, that's right. Who owns this fucking hole? You're right, it's me. Your master. Who do you belong to? Ooh, good, good. Let me hear it again. Who the fuck do you belong to? I don't think I will ever tire of hearing you try to choke out the title of master. Oh, fuck. You're so fucking adorable when you're all fucked out like this. I bet you're so focused on your own need to orgasm right now that nothing else matters. You're not thinking about anything else except your own pleasure, your own need to orgasm. I let it slide for today. I will. After all, this isn't a real session. This is just me sampling you. I will definitely have my way with you later, though. After the crew has officially met and played with you, they're gonna send you back to my chambers, and I can start your training and have my way with you. Completely and totally. I wonder how many times I can make you come one night before you're crying and begging me to stop. Should we find out? Oh, fuck, that's it, little mouse. Doing so fucking good, getting your master so close. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel my own orgasm building. Ugh, you won't feel cum or anything going inside you. It's not like you're gonna be filled up and dripping, no. Not from my tail, at least, but... but you will feel the muscles tighten and pull. It'll feel really, really good, trust me. And I know you're enjoying the bumps and ridges on my tail, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, you fucking are, they... really graze over your walls and make you so much more sensitive, so responsive, little one. Oh, this is what you needed, huh? You needed a good fucking to be a domesticated little pet? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, you weren't meant for the world out there. You're too small and too fragile. Fuck, you need someone big and strong to take care of you, remind you of your place, and put your body to good use. I mean, just look at how well you're taking my tail. Fuck, you feel so good. This is where you belong, little mouse. You don't belong out there, no. You belong in here with me, being fucked by my tail while you are against a cold metal wall. You need to feel my body drape over you as you touch yourself and get closer and closer to that orgasm. You want to come, don't you? Yeah. Answer your master. Do you want to come? Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I know you do. Go on, little mouse. You've earned it. Come for me. Come for your master. Show me how good it feels to be fucked properly. Properly. Orgasm for master and little mouse. That was good. Your hole might be the tightest I've fucked in a while. You were definitely meant to be a courtesan and not a stowaway or a scavenger. No, you're lucky that I found you. You know what else? I have a feeling you're going to like it here. I'll give you a few seconds to catch your breath. You're going to need it since I'm going to introduce you to the crew next. I know they're going to be eager to play.